This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
LeBron James was thankful as he got honored with the Generation Change Award at the 2020 Kids' Choice Awards. The NBA star and LA Laker was also chosen favorite male athlete. James said, quote, "Thank you. It means a lot to not only myself, but to my family, my fans, and also my kids at my school back home in Akron, Ohio." Unquote. Swish! The Rock won big, too, at the Kids' Choice Awards. He said, quote, "Hey, kids all around the world, I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for voting for me. And I also want to thank and commend the Kids' Choice Awards for using this broadcast to raise really critical awareness for child hunger. So, well done to you guys." Unquote. Congrats to The Rock. On-again, off-again couple Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are going to be parents. Hadid said, quote, "We're very excited and grateful for everyone's well wishes and support. We're expecting a baby girl, and I'm so excited to be a mom, happy to be pregnant, and to be embarking on this new journey of motherhood." Unquote. Well, let's hope they last long enough for the baby to be born. First, Amy Schumer and her husband will have their own cooking show on the Food Network. Now, Selena Gomez's cooking show is a go at HBO Max. The singer and actress will headline a 10-episode cooking series at the soon-to-launch streaming platform. HBO's statement read, quote, "Despite her many talents, it remains to be seen if cooking is one of them." Unquote. What? Taylor Swift expressed her appreciation for a fan working on the front lines of the coronavirus. The singer surprised Whitney Hilton, a registered nurse at McKay D. Hospital in Ogden, Utah, with a handwritten thank you note and a bundle of Lover merchandise. It was also Hilton's 30th birthday. She's also been helping at Long Island Medical Center in New York. Hero. Drake recently posted photos of his 2-year-old son for the first time, saying, quote, "It was great to just share that with the world. I want to be able to go places and share memories with my son. I don't want to feel like just because of the life choice I made to be a celebrity that I got to make everybody live under this blanket." Unquote. Okay, when is he going to have his own reality show? John Legend says he has a dance party with his kids almost every day. Legend said, quote, "I feel like we've adjusted pretty well. We have the resources to deal with everything we need to deal with in a pretty painless way. We have our family unit and we love our kids and love hanging out with them 24/7. Unquote. And they're filthy stinking rich, which helps. James Corden has committed to paying the salaries of about 60 furloughed staffers on The Late Late Show after their paychecks from CBS came to an end. Corden has been hosting and producing The Late Late Show from his garage in LA since April 14th. CBS covered 8 weeks of salary for production staffers that were sidelined, and now it's Corden's turn. Hope the checks aren't late, late. Nicolas Cage is set to play Tiger King's Joe Exotic in a scripted series. The 8-episode series is based on the Texas Monthly article, Joe Exotic, A Dark Journey into the World of a Man Gone Wild. The role marks the first television role of Cage's career. He won the Academy Award for Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas and got nominated for adaptation.
Cool.
The rehab facility in Colorado that Scott Disick checked into last week for alcohol and cocaine abuse says it sickened after a photo of the reality TV star from inside the facility was leaked to the press. Disick believes that the photo was taken by a staff member. The general manager there said it would take legal action against whoever did it. Wouldn't Scott be the prime suspect? Now that he's been released early from prison and on home confinement, Tekashi 6ix9ine is already shooting music videos from his backyard. Last month, the rapper turned government witness was given the okay from a judge to film videos from the backyard of the home he's been staying in. The location of the home is being kept secret to, protect his snitching ass. Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is engaged to Francie Frayne just 10 months after his wife Beth Chapman's death. We've been telling you about how upset he's been since Beth died at 51 last June following a battle with throat cancer, but evidently, Dog and Francie bonded over their late spouses before sparking a romance. There also may be a TV series. Ugh. An appellate court ruled that the Michael Jackson estate does not have to pay $6.9 million in royalties and fees to Quincy Jones. The producer felt he was entitled to $30 million in royalties and other income derived from the This Is It concert film, two Cirque du Soleil shows, and other revenue streams that followed Jackson's death in 2009. Sorry, Quincy. That was it. Britney Spears' conservatorship has been extended until at least the end of summer. Judge Brenda Penny issued an order authorizing the temporary conservator, Jody Montgomery, to stay on Spears' guardianship until at least August 22nd. The extension comes after the judge decided a hearing on the matter could not take place due to COVID-19. And the fact that Britney is crazy. The Trash Bin. Netflix Greenhouse Academy actor Chris O'Neill has been charged with a felony for driving while intoxicated. The 26-year-old actor was arrested in the San Fernando Valley here. His bail was set at $100,000. He was arrested for hitting two cars, injuring one of the occupants, and leaving the scene. The police followed his tire tracks right to where he was parked. Idiot!
The news wrap-up.
Airbnb is laying off 1,900 people, which is 25% of the company. Disney is reporting a 58% drop in operating income from parks and cruises, its worst hit segment. Tesla shares sunk after Elon Musk tweeted the stock price was too high. Americans are paying for TV sports they're not receiving. Just don't expect to get a refund anytime soon. Gee, thanks.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Trolls World Tour is the most popular streaming film.
The number one album.
Kenny Chesney's Here and Now is the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
It's, once again, Minecraft.
The number one book.
John Grisham's Camino Wins is the best-selling fiction book in the USA.
Christopher Comstock, a.k.a. Marshmello, first gained international recognition by releasing remixes of songs by American DJ duo Jack U and Russian-German DJ Zed. He's best known for the songs Silence, Wolves, Friends, and Happier, all of which have been certified multi-platinum in several countries. As a YouTuber, Marshmello has published videos for his series Gaming with Marshmello and Cooking with Marshmello, where he's shown presenting his methods of cooking of meals, snacks, and desserts. Appearing as a non-speaker, he uses body language to express himself. On top of that, he just dropped a new track, and we love it. Here's Marshmello featuring Halsey with the song of the week, Be Kind.
Wanna believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body. It's on your ego, make it go wow, 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 yeah. Wanna believe that even when you're stone cold, you're sorry. Tell me why you gotta be so out of your mind, yeah. I know you're choking on your fears. Already told you I'm right here. I will stay by your side every night.
That was Marshmello featuring Halsey with the song of the week, Be Kind. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.